We're doing Sefer HaMitzvot, Hatshuva HaRevi'it, which in some editions is Hatshuva HaShlishit. Hi Shemana Baal Halachot, Nichum Avelim U'Bikur Cholim. Maimonides attacked Rav Yehuda Igon Baal Halachos Gdolos, because he enumerated in his count of 613 the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim, comforting those that are in mourning, Bikur Cholim, visiting the ill, Kvuat Mitim, burying the dead, Alvashat Arumim, dressing the naked. ודיבר הרב בתשובה הזאת תמימים מפני שדיבר בעל ההלכות עלומים. And you know what? The Rambam here seems to have a whole claim against him, because Baal HaLachos doesn't explain what he's talking about. Why'd you enumerate these separately from the general mitzvah of doing kindness to your fellow man? That's Maimonides' claim. He says there's one mitzvah, not five mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah to be a kind person, to help your fellow man. Ve'avta re'echa kamocha. Amar Shemana al bashat ha'arum mipnei shematza b'yishaya kitira arum mechisito. So Maimonides guesses, he says, maybe Baal HaLachos, we have a different copy, so when I flip the page, you don't necessarily have to. Maybe he enumerated covering those that are naked, because the verse says in Isaiah, when you encounter someone naked, cover him. Over here. Beginning of this line, key. I don't know. Ki ulai chashav mitzvat hamazon u'mitzvat hamalbush ta'im mizeh ha'katuv bekabbalah. Maybe the reason that Baal HaLachos Gedolos enumerates feeding the hungry and dressing the poor as two separate mitzvos because of this verse that identifies these two actions separately. It's a verse in prophets, in Kabbalah, Divrei Kabbalah, the words of prophets. Ve'im ken, if that were the logic behind what Rav Yehuda was doing, then Maimonides is right. That's no logic. Maimonides says, must be that's why he did it, and that's wrong. Nachmanides says, I agree, that's wrong. Because these actions all come under the canopy of what God said, and the Torah, give the poor as much as they need, that encompasses all the things he might be lacking. Even the Talmud says, it could encompass even a horse to ride on, or a servant to run before him, and so to give him the funds to get married, as the Talmud explains in Tractate Ksubos, just as Maimonides claimed. So he says, so far, if we don't have a better understanding in Baal HaLachos Gedolos than Maimonides is right. But obviously he has a card up his sleeve. He's going to give a different logic behind Baal HaLachos Gedolos. And so too, comforting the mourners or visiting the sick. He said that Rav Yudaigo and Baal HaLachos Gedolos enumerated them as separate mitzvos, comforting the nichum aveilim, comforting the mourners, or bikur cholim, visiting the sick, mipnei sheni doshot b'talmud, because the Talmud derives them from the verse that says, asher yelchuva, teach the Jewish people the way they should go. So the Talmud says, where do you go in performing mitzvos? Bikur cholim. That's a reference to going to visit the sick. V'sham ikshu haynu gmilut chasadim. The Talmud over there says, wait a second, that's encompassed by the general commandment to do acts of kindness to our fellow man. V'eshivu, so the Talmud answers, lo tzicha d'afilu b'ben gilo. No, no, no. The verse had to tell you, even someone who is so similar to the person that's ill, that he's going to catch some of the illness by visiting him, being that it's a minute amount. It's nothing that'll really harm him substantially. So that's why the verse has to say, at the derech, teach them the way to go, meaning to go and visit the sick, even when it means you'll walk out with a slight sniffle. V'chen darshu ba, and so too they derive, the verse says, teach them the way they'll go in it. What's in it? Well, there's one thing where you're in it for a long, long time, and that's the grave. So Chazal darshan from the word ba, in it, teach them the path they should go in it. The word in it indicates Zokvua, the burial, that teaches the Jewish people to partake of burials, to ensure they bury the dead. Vikshu, so the Talmud again asks, Sainu gmilut chasadim, isn't that just the general commandment to do kindness? Veshivu lo tzicha dafil lezaken v'no lefichvudos. So the Talmud says, no, it's coming to tell us, Even an elder who ordinarily would not partake in digging a grave and putting the deceased in the plot, even he should partake when necessary in burying the dead. So the Talmud derives these four mitzvot from specific areas, and the Rambam still says, "V'tshuvat Rav al zeh beikar hasheni tshuva okeret ikarim gedolim." Maimonides' answer that he's still going to say in the second root, in his second fundamental principles for counting the 613 mitzvot, is really a great principle that uproots great concepts. Mesefet perot gvohot cuts down great branches. Odatidani leitvakech bain beezrat haboreh. And I'm still going to argue with Maimonides about that principle. We'll get to that. Aval ba'al halachot totzi'an mitzvot ha'elu. The truth is that Baal Halachos derived all of these mitzvos from the general commandment, go in God's ways. He is kind, you be kind. He is fair, you be fair. The truth is they all stem from the same place. Katav, what Baal Halachos Gedolos wrote is, V'lalechet bidrachav, go in God's way, ולהלביש ערומים, and to dress the naked, לקבור מתים, to bury the dead, לנחם אבלים, comfort the mourners, לבקר חולים, to visit the sick. ומצווה אחת הן. And really, they are one mitzvah. וזה ממה שאמרו בגמר סוטה, מרבי חמא בר חנינא, מה דכתיב אחרי השם לוקם תלכו? The Talmud says in Sota, what does the verse mean when it says, go after God? וכי אפשר לאדם ללכת אחר הקדוש ברוך הוא? Could a person really follow God? But it means, just as God dresses the naked, so too should you. God visits the sick, so should you. God buries the dead, so should you. Just as God comforts those mourning, so should you. From this verse in the Talmud, he derived the concept and counted them as a mitzvah. והרב מנה מצווה אחת להידמות בו יתברך, and Maimonides too has a mitzvah, in which he says the mitzvah is to be like God. כפי יכולתנו, as best as you could, והוא שנאמר והלכת בדרכיו. That's what the verse says, going God's ways. והביא מה שכתבנו, מהקדוש ברוך הוא הוכו, and Maimonides also quotes this verse in Talmud, just as God is merciful, you should be merciful. אמר וכפל זאת המצווה בלשון אחר, שנאמר אחרי השם תלכו בפירוש עניינו, לידמות אליו בפועליו הטובים. And then Maimonides, in explaining the mitzvah, quotes the other verse that says, go after Hashem, and he says, yeah, go after Hashem, whatever good things God does, you should do too. ואם כן למה יתמעל בעל הלכות? So then why is he in wonderment over בעל הלכות גדולות? He also has a mitzvah that he says is the mitzvah to go in God's footsteps. הוא תפס הלשון השנוי בספרי במצווה הזאת, ובעל הלכות תפס, הוא הלשון השנוי בגמרא. Maimonides also enumerates it, only Maimonides quotes the wording of the Sifrei, and בעל הלכות quotes the words of the Talmud. But they're both going around the same idea, going God's footsteps. Oh, so he claims they're one mitzvah.
He's claiming that בעל הלכות didn't enumerate them as separate mitzvah?
I think so.
That's it.
Yeah?
Okay.
So what seems to be with all this is shekol elu gmilut chasadim him, that all these are different types of doing kindness, ubichlal v'avtal racha kamocha, and nichnasim, and they all fall under the category of love your fellow man, v'avtal racha kamocha. V'chol she nitraba b'gmilut chesed bazaken ve'ena lefichvodo, and that which the Talmud says, this is to teach me that even an old man should partake of the burial. Uveben gilo, and someone who might catch some of the disease, a minuscule part, should also visit someone else. Meze makom sheyitrabe. It doesn't matter where you derive it from. Makol mitzvah achat iligmol chesed im ha'ach. It's all one commandment at the end of the day to do kindness to your fellow man. Ulefi dati od ke'en ro'i limnot sheum mitzvah mishum azarat itrol Moshe Rabbeinu. And I'll tell you more, he says. We have a warning that Yisro gives Moshe. Be'elu leodia otam liYisrael veLidrosh lehem sheyuz rizim be'elu haMitzvot tamid kedei lishkon b'neihem ahava v'achva v'shalom v'reut. Really, the verse that says teach the Jewish people to go on God's path, and that verse is really a verse from which we derive that they should be taught how to do kindness, how to visit the sick, how to help bury the dead, how to do bikurcho olim anichum avelim. That verse is a verse of conversation between Yisro and Moshe. Yisro tells Moshe, look, you got to set things up differently. You got to have officers and judges and set up a whole judicial system, and then you'll be able to teach them. And within his wording of you'll be able to teach them the way of God to go in his way, we derive that he was saying, and you'll teach them to go in God's way, to do different acts of kindness, how to do the different aspects of kindness. So wait a second, who's talking, the Torah or Yisro? Yisro's talking. The Torah is quoting something Yisro said to Moshe. So the Nachmanides says, I think that you can't count a mitzvah as something that's derived from a speech that Yisro gives to Moshe. It's true, the Torah is quoting it, and we derive from it these halachic concepts. But to count a separate mitzvah, something which Yisro, which is really derived from Yisro's conversation with Moshe, I don't think you could do that, says Nachmanides. He says, I'm reading it again. Ulefi da'ati, in my opinion, Od, I'd say furthermore, ki en ro'i limnot shum mitzvah, and that we can't count any mitzvah, mishum azarat Yitro l'Moshe Rabbeinu, that stems from Yisro's warning Moshe, be'elu lo'odia otam li'Israel, to tell them, this is what you got to teach the people, ve'lidrosh them, and demand of them, she'yu zrizim ve'elu ha'mitzvot tamid, that they should always do these mitzvahs with alacrity, kedei lishkon b'nehem ha'avah v'achva shalom v'reyut, so that there'll always be peace between them. At the same time, he's telling them, you set up this judicial system, he tells Moshe, and teach them how to be nice people. I'm telling you, set up a judicial system, but don't become like the United States where everyone's suing everyone else every second. Mm-hmm. My cup of coffee spilled. You guys, it's your fault. Someone's fault. I got burned. Someone's fault. Ki bekach yitmatu ha-tarumot v'adinim b'nehem v'lo yitztachu l'mishpatim. Yisro was telling him, you teach them to be nice. There'll be less court cases. Becholet, you won't find them running to court all the time. This was part of his advice. And then, if you set up a system like this, where you have the judges who are busy judging the cases that do come before them, but you'll teach them to be nice people, so then there'll still be peace reigning. Even though you have a huge judicial system, people won't be suing one another all the time. That was Yisro's warning. Make sure they know. Teach them. Our sages say, teach them what Yisro was saying, teach them a livelihood. Yichyu mimena, something they could support themselves with. Ki ba gam ken yitmatu agzilot v'adinim, because if a person has his own livelihood, he's less likely to steal from someone else. Because he knows, I'll save money, I'll get it myself. But if he's tied on money and he doesn't see an out, so that's when you have to worry a guy's going to steal. Ve'en mi sheyavizo b'cheshbon ha-mitzvot. He says, no one meant to count that. So, there's no way to count that, and that's not what Baal Halachos Gadol is meant to do. No one could count something that's derived from a speech that Yisro gives Moshe. That's not part of the count, and that's not what Baal Halachos Gadol is meant to count either. Now, it could be there are different versions of the Baal Halachos Gadol.
Right, I'm wondering what the text says.
He quoted the text. You have to see, we have to bring ones, Baal Halachos Gadol, so you see the way it's worded. It's not like there's a number next to each
right,
one. It's
right.
Just a long speech, and he says these are 613.
Right.
Meaning the printers today might have put numbers.
But when you count up...
1 second, he's waiting for you, sorry, yeah.
I missed the first half of what you're saying about courts of justice. Are you saying that part of the point is to get people in the first place, to teach them to act properly?
Mm-hmm.
Because usually, I mean, at least when I think of courts... It seems it's sort of like the same way police function. Before something happens, there's really nothing you can do.
No, so that's what Yisro was telling him. Set up a court system, but you keep teaching them to be decent people. Don't only set up a court system. Also set up a way that they should learn to be decent. They should have a livelihood. They should do all these mitzvahs of kindness, and then the court system will be less important.
When you read through his work, you're not able to count up like...
That's the question here, meaning what were those three mitzvahs that Ramban counted and Rambam didn't within Baal Ostol's speech? I don't know how to work that out. And I don't understand why Maimonides brings part of his claim against Baal Os Gedolos, he says, and burying the dead. Burying the dead, that's definitely its own mitzvah. The Torah itself says, Torah says, bury him on that day. When the courts kill someone, the Torah says, make sure to bury him on that day. There's no mitzvah to say. And that is a proactive commandment. The Sifrei mentions it, and Maimonides himself counts it as a mitzvah to say. And Maimonides himself over there, when he enumerates it, mentions what our sages derived, that even though the verse technically only says to the courts, when you execute someone, bury him that day, but we derive that it's not only a reference to a person executed by the courts, but it's also a reference to anyone that dies. Maimonides also mentions what the Talmud says, that anyone that leaves the dead overnight transgresses a prohibition. Just as the prohibition is applicable to other dead, so too is the ase, the proactive commandment. And being that Baal Lachos Gedolos does not enumerate this ase regarding the one that was hung by the courts, which is where the verse says it. It says when the courts hang someone, they should bury him that day, don't leave him hanging. So if you're not going to count this commandment by the one that's being hung, then obviously you have to count it by the general dead, because at the end of the day, the verse says, bury him that day. So either you're going to say, well, the verse literally is talking about the people killed by the courts, then fine, then count it there. But when Baal Lachos Gedolos doesn't do that, so he applies it in the more general way, which is how we also apply it, and that is that it applies to all dead. So he says, I don't know what the Rambam wanted with Baal Lachos Gedolos. He himself counts burying the dead as a mitzvah. And if you'll tell me, maybe what bothered Maimonides about Baal Lachos, because he worded it as burying the dead and not burying his dead. Because the obligation is only on the relatives. Meaning technically the Torah says, now the courts have to bury the one who they killed, and everyone has to bury their dead. Technically that's not in the Torah. Because technically he's right. Wherever the relatives are present, it's certain that it's their first responsibility to bury their relative. But if there are no relatives present, then he becomes a meis mitzvah. That the mitzvah of burying a meis mitzvah overrides the paschal offering of bris milah, even if it's a kohen gadol, even if he's a nazir. And this mitzvah is so weighty, Chazal say it's more weighty than almost any other mitzvah. So he says, I don't know what Maimonides wanted with that. So far, so good. Nachmanides is coming out swinging. Because it touches on the most basic point of humanity, what's called kvod hames, how we treat a human being that died. How we treat a human being that died is reflective of how we view life. It's reflective of how we view humanity. It's reflective of how we view the difference between us and animals. When a human being dies, the Gemara says, man, I want you to do something. That's the wording of the Medrash, the Gemara. God says, man, Adam, I want you to react. You know, a cockroach is crossing across your table, you can whack it and keep eating your lunch. A human being dies, you can't just keep eating your lunch. Stop. So you have to recognize that the human being is something special. Our reaction to the human being's death is indicative of our whole view of humanity.
Why specifically burial? See, this is what this is something, I mean, it's a bit off topic.
Right, it is. So I went a little off topic with you, and the rest next Thursday night. Okay.